You're listening to Inside Out. Inside Out with Tim Gilligan is a podcast providing weekly biblical insight to encourage you on your walk with God. What you do day by day takes you to your future. And most of the time, the greatest fruit in your life is cultivated through the small spiritual disciplines you exercise on a consistent basis. This podcast is meant to help you live a life that is happy, stable, fruitful, and blessed. And now, let's get ready for Pastor Tim. Enjoy today's episode.
Hello, and welcome to Inside Out. Thank you for joining me today for this podcast. And this is a weekly podcast, usually about 10 minutes. And what I have in mind is you're in traffic, you're in car line, you're waiting somewhere or just taking a few moments. And I just want to encourage you. And I want to encourage you on how to live by the beautiful design, the way God has made us, which is to live from the inside out rather than from the outside in. Hey, I want to talk to you today about love and about the power of love. Recently, one of the great composers, songwriters, Burt Bacharach, passed away. He was 94 years old. It's amazing how many songs I realized that he wrote that were hits. I mean, just on and on and on. But one of the ones that most everybody knows is What the World Needs Now is Love, Sweet Love. And what a truth, what a great sentiment. But I want to qualify this, not just any love that we need. We need the love of God. We need the God kind of love in our world, and we need it fast, and we need it supersized. There's so much and so many things and people trying to divide us and stir hate and paint everything and everyone with, you know, just such a broad stroke. Culture, media, politics, social media, cancel culture, whole corporations that cave to ideology. They've caved in for fear of getting canceled or losing money. Christianity has been tagged as hateful. The prophet Isaiah warned of the day where people would call good evil and evil good. Well, we're there. And the world is in a mess, and there's a rapid breakdown and erosion of values and of family and of institution. And we have to think, you know, what is behind this? Who is behind this? And I think it's obvious. It's the devil. And Ephesians tells us, for we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. So the source of the division and the divide and the hate is the devil, and he traffics in evil, he traffics in hate. The Bible says that he comes to steal and kill and destroy. And whether you believe it or not, that really doesn't matter because that is what's happening. There is no other explanation of what all is going on in the world. And evil won't stop itself. It just keeps going. It knows no limits. You have to stop it. I have to stop it. Martin Luther King Jr. said, returning hate for hate multiplies hate, adding deeper darkness to a night already devoid of stars. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Excuse me. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. So the answer is love, and it's God's love. And that is the greatest force in the world. And that is also the greatest command. It's also called the royal law, that love is the greatest force and love is the greatest command. First of all, and I just want to talk about this today, we are to love God. That's where it starts. We're to love God completely. I mean, he needs to be first place in our life. In Matthew chapter 22, Jesus, and this is several places in the Old Testament as well, Jesus said, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and some of the other gospels include, and with all your strength. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. That verse in the Message paraphrases, these two commands are pegs, and everything in God's law and the prophets hangs on them. So it's pretty clear that to start with, we are to love God completely. Now, in future episodes, we'll talk about this, but we're to love God completely, love self correctly, and love others compassionately. Today, I want to focus in on loving God completely, because if we're to love God completely and ourselves correctly and others compassionately, we not only do not do this, I think we cannot do this just using our human love, because our human love, that bucket, that container of love that we have on our own, it's fragile, it's fickle, it's selfish, it's conditional, it is manipulative, it is fleeting at best. And so what do we do? If we're to love God completely, ourselves correctly, and others compassionately, friends, we don't have what it takes to do that. And yet that's the highest, the first, the greatest command. And so God provides. And so there is something that we have to see, and we find it in 1 John chapter 4, verse 19, is that we love him because he first loved us. So the command is to love God with all our heart and soul and mind and strength. And that's not just because we're a good person and we stir that up in ourselves. It's because we recognize, we see, we accept that he loved us. And when he loved us, when we see that, then we love him. Now, the verse reads, we love him because he first loved us. Other translations and the New Testament Greek supports this. We love because he first loved us. Now, it is totally correct. We love him because he first loved us. But read it this way, too. We love because he first loved us. God, who is loved, who loves us and loved us, demonstrated his love. He gives and he speaks and he shows, and nothing can separate us from that love, and that love never fails. That love of God toward us sets off this chain reaction so that God's love flows to us, and then God's love can flow through us. Hear it again. I'm not just being playful with words here. God's love flows to us, and then as we receive that love, then God's love can flow through us. Romans 5:5 says the love of God has been poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. Again, going back in that New Testament Greek, that poured out, it's to spill over, it's to splash. I mean, this is overpour, overload. The love of God has been poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. That's what makes everything work. Hear this, know this, receive this, understand this. You have, if you're a believer, if you have received God loving you, then you have the love of God in your heart. And that's what we operate from, not just our human love, our limited human love, but the love of God. We tap into that love and use that kind of love. Another way to realize love for God is this too, that those who are forgiven much love much, and those who are forgiven little, they love little. And so I've been forgiven much, so I love much. You've been forgiven of much, therefore you love much as well. There are no little sinners. We've all been forgiven of a lot. And so going back to this, we are to love God completely. God loves us, and it shows. Our love for God should also show. It is not a show. We're not putting on a show or just showing other people, you know, hey, I love God. No, it's going to show. It's going to show. John 14:15, Jesus said, if you love me, show it by doing what I've told you. So I just want to encourage you in every way that I can to receive the love of God, to just slow down a little bit and think about and read in God's word and just remember how good God has been to you, and receive that love and realize that the Holy Spirit is pouring the love of God into you, into your heart. And now I have the love of God in me, and I can tap into that, use that as the resource to love myself correctly and to love others compassionately. God's love flows to us, And then God's love flows through us. Here it's coming from God, and then from the inside out, it makes everything else work. Well, there's a lot to think about. It's a whole lot to be thankful about. And I pray that you'll do both, that you'll think about it and you'll thank God for it, and that you'll walk and live in God's love. Well, God bless you. Thank you so much for joining me for Inside Out. And I pray that you have an awesome week. I pray that you just stay really mindful of the love of God, and have a great week. And until then, God bless you.
Thanks for joining us today on this episode of Inside Out. If this content has been helpful to you, it would mean a lot if you'd leave a review or share this with others on social media. For more teachings and resources, you can visit Meadowbrook Church online at mbcocala.com. And if you have any questions for the podcast, you can send an email to podcast@mbcocala.org. That's all for today. We'll see you next time right here on Inside Out with Tim Gilligan.